Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game on this Monday afternoon. Man, first 3 hours flying by. Titans get it done in Foxborough. They beat the Patriots. Next up, the Ravens. Saturday night, 7:15 kickoff our time. And it's going to create some matchups for those who have been here for a while, like me. Man, these were the matchups. And that's what started this conversation with our next guest, Gary Stein from Monumental Sports Network. I think it was in 2000. Yeah, the year 2000. Is the first conversation we had Gary Stein on, and he was talking about the Ravens and the Titans, and we ended up having Gary on the whole run as the Ravens went all the way to the Super Bowl and won it all. And we were like, who in the heck is this guy coming on with all this Baltimore propaganda? But I'll tell you what, 20 years later, we're still talking to Gary Stein in Baltimore.
Gary, can you believe it? Where did that 20 years go?
Oh, my gosh. It'd take too long to answer that one, Gary.
A lot's happened, my friend.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
We got the matchup right. I mean, it's going to happen again. Titans, Ravens, playoffs.
I mean, just like you said, Darren. This used to be when they were in the same division. Remember, it was three divisions in each conference, and this was the Central Division. And Titans, Ravens. I think back in the day, Titans, Ravens was probably equal to Steelers, Ravens, maybe even more, because we always seemed to meet at critical junctures in the season and or the playoffs.
The game against the Steelers and the game against the Ravens in this market, it did not get any bigger back then.
No.
I mean, those were the games. When those two teams came to town, it was going to be a very, very tough ticket for you to get into the building. That's just the way it was.
I really feel like this game on Saturday night is going to be just like those knock them down, drag them out, slobber knocker, Titan, Ravens, Titan, Steelers, Steelers, Ravens type of games from those days.
So it's been a long time. We've been talking about this matchup a lot today. And, I mean, Baltimore hasn't lost since the first month of the season when they went back-to-back weeks with losses. I mean, those came in September, Gary. I mean, just give us a little bit. You've seen this team up close and personal. Obviously, they could score at will. Lamar Jackson has been quite the story, but they've got all kinds of weapons. They've scored 40 or more points, I think, six times this year, including the first game of the season when they hung 59 on Miami. What have you seen? What can you tell us about this Ravens team?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, yes, they score a bunch of points, you know, the 40 points plus that you talk about, over 500 points for the season. And you would think in a situation like that, that the team that's doing all that scoring is a quick strike, you know, flashy, big play, chunk play type of offense that just grabs, you know, four plays, 75 yards, a minute 15 off the clock, and boom, they're in the end zone. And you would support that by some of these great majestic runs that Lamar Jackson has had, which I'm sure everybody has seen on tape. The spin move against Cincinnati, the 57-yard touchdown run, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that wouldn't be untrue. But the larger truth of this team, Darren, is that this is a long drive, very structured type of offense that can just as easily go 15 plays, 85 yards, 8 minutes and 41 seconds, and knock the will out of you. And that's really what this team is about. Yes, they have big playmakers. Yes, Lamar Jackson is probably, along with Patrick Mahomes, two of the greatest playmakers in the game right now. But for the most part, at the end of the day, this is a power-running, downhill, one-cut, slap you in the face and see what you can do. And that's what their plan is going in against Tennessee.
Gary, we were texting back and forth yesterday, and I told you what the opening line was. I think it's come down now, but it started off at 10. I think it's 9, 9.5. You seem surprised. I know it was a text, but you seem surprised by that number. Why?
I just don't. It's the playoffs, And I think that Tennessee is very similar to Baltimore. I mean, I would give Baltimore the edge at quarterback, not any disrespect to Ryan Tannehill, because he's had a tremendous comeback. In fact, he may be the comeback player of the year, probably should be the comeback player of the year. But I just feel like Tennessee, out of all the teams to come out of wild card weekend, is probably actually matches up best against Baltimore. I think Tennessee is a big threat on Saturday night. I don't see this as a 10 or 12 or 17 or whatever point game. This isn't a 41-7 pasting of the Houston Texans that the Ravens put on them. This isn't a 37-20 pasting of the Patriots that the Ravens put on them. This is probably a 20-17, 23-20, 17-14 game. I don't see it any much different. I think they're very similar. I think the Titans are going to try to control the clock, and they certainly have the firepower and the type of offense with which to do that. I think this is a battle of attrition. I don't think this is a, you know, a wild 37-25 game. I see it totally the opposite from the way these odds makers are seeing it.
We're talking to Gary Stein from Monumental Sports Network in Baltimore, and you were mentioning Lamar Jackson earlier. I mean, we know how important he is to the offense, but I look at an addition they made this year to the backfield in Mark Ingram, 202 carries. I mean, he's somebody you have to respect as well. If you're Dean Pease and the Titans, you know, how do you try and respect Mark Ingram?
Well, and he's coming off a calf injury. Looks like he will play, but you never know. You know, Darren, you talk about propaganda. You never know about the propaganda coming out of any of these teams' mouth as they lead up to playoffs. But it's a good point. Mark Ingram, to me, epitomizes what the Ravens are this year. He runs like he is mad, and he'll run it like that every play. And I wouldn't stop Chase at Mark Ingram. I would go Mark Ingram, I would go Gus Edwards, and I would go the fullback in front of him, Patrick Ricard. 6'2", 303 pounds. He's a two-way player, plays on the D-line, has a couple sacks this year. And, oh, by the way, he creates holes for the running backs. And that's what I was getting to in my earlier comment about this team that just drives the length of the field and pounds it down your throat. That's really who the Ravens are. They just happen to have a very athletic quarterback who can change things up that probably makes them even more powerful when you think about it in terms of that slobber knocker type of rushing attack that they want to come to the game with.
Gary, we've been gushing all year long here in Nashville about rookie wide receiver A.J. Brown going over 1,000 yards, probably offensive rookie of the year if I had to guess. But you guys have a wide receiver there in Marquise Hollywood Brown that has been no slouch as well. And I know Mark Andrews has led the way with receiving yards, but what have you seen out of Hollywood Brown?
You may be surprised by this comment, but I think A.J. Brown is totally over Hollywood Brown, to be honest with you. I think, actually, A.J. Brown is the key to this game. If A.J. Brown can get into that secondary and make some plays, it opens up the middle of the field and opens up the defense that they can't just stack the box and try to negate Derrick Henry. I think that A.J. is probably, you're right, he along with D.K. Metcalf, but probably, you know, rookie of the year, top two. I think he's the key to this game. I think Hollywood Brown is a very good weapon. There's no doubt about it. But he's a different type of receiver. He's slight. He has difficulty when they jam him getting off the line of scrimmage. He made most of his big plays, to be honest with you, against teams that have lesser talent. I mean, he made his big splash against Miami. So what? Everybody made their big splash against Miami. That didn't really prove a whole hell of a lot. And he's not the key to the offense. Yeah, he could take the top off the defense. There's no question about it. But again, I get back to that comment. This is a 5 to 15 yard team. Mark Andrews, Hayden Hurst, the running backs, you know, Seth Roberts had some big receptions during the course of the year. So did Willie Snead. I think A.J. Brown's influence on the Titans offense is much more distinct than Hollywood Brown's is on the Ravens offense.
You've covered the Baltimore Ravens for a long time. You know Dean Pease and everything he accomplished there as the defensive coordinator. I have said on this show that I think that was the smartest hire that Mike Vrabel made, was getting Dean Pease to come out of retirement and run the defense. Why has this worked in 2 years for the Titans and Dean Pease running that defense?
He's so experienced, guys, as you well know. And he's coached under some of the best coaches. I'm sure the experience that he had under Belichick, I wouldn't say it shaped his career because he had a lot of experience before that, but I think it just extenuated his career. It made him even, of a greater defensive mind. He's just very good, and it's weird because, this defense was terrific under Dean Pease, no doubt about it. It's gotten actually even better under Wink Martindale, just a little bit more aggressive, the blitzing. I'm sure you're well aware of the amount of blitzes the Ravens use, the percentage of plays that they blitz with. That's very un-Dean Pease-like. But Dean had a great way of just adapting to his talent. Very cerebral coach. Always put his players in the best positions. Really happy to have known Dean Pease for the years that he was in Baltimore. A little surprised that he came out of retirement so quickly. But again, you talk about Vrabel. I think Vrabel has been terrific. And when a guy like Vrabel, his pedigree, their relationship that they had in New England comes calling, and you have a chance to mold that defense and be part of something special with that team down in Tennessee, I think you take it. And I think Dean Pease had more to give. And that's why he took that job. And it was, as you say, a great hire for Tennessee.
Last one for me. I don't think it's an if. I think it's a when. And when do you think it'll happen that Greg Roman becomes a head coach in the National Football League?
I don't think it's a fait accompli that he's going to do it this year, to be honest with you. I think that the Ravens have a way, not all the time, but they have a way of extending coaches' contracts to keep them where they are. It's probably well known that most players and most coaches that come through Baltimore love their time here. I don't think it's a fait accompli. I think that Greg Roman is most successful when he can implement the offense that he likes to implement, when he has the talent that allows him to do that. And I'm talking about, the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, the Tyrod Taylors even of the world, and now the Lamar Jacksons. Those types of quarterbacks don't grow on trees. And so I think Greg Roman will be very circumspect. He'll be very cautious about what that next job exactly is for him, because obviously he wants to succeed like we all do, and I just don't think that he can succeed anywhere in the NFL. The system has to be to his liking and right for what he likes to do.
I know this. You've gotten a lot smarter over 20 years. Man, you're throwing out these big words on this show.
Yeah, only when I come on in Tennessee, believe me.
What's the weather going to be like on Saturday? I know there's a long ways until Saturday, but what do they think it's going to look like?
Right now they're calling for rain, which we're used to. We had a monsoon against San Francisco. We had another monsoon a couple of weeks ago. I forget who the opponent was. Pittsburgh, actually. So it could slow things down. The field was not in good shape at all against the Steelers. Hopefully it'll be in better shape because there's been a couple of weeks here now. But that's what they're calling for right now. It's supposed to snow tomorrow, actually, and it's supposed to be kind of wet and wild the rest of the week. But like you say, there's 4 or 5 days to go before game time. That could certainly change.
Long ways to go. As we wrap this up, Gary, I've got good news that you can pass along to the folks in Baltimore. While the Titans have had lots, and I mean lots, of kicking woes this season, good news for you guys, just so you know, some breaking news here. They have not signed Gary Anderson for this game, so he will not be there in Baltimore.
Wow. And Darren, I don't know if you remember this or not, but do you remember the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Orlando Brown late in that game that snuffed out that Ravens drive and gave the ball back to Tennessee, which allowed them to get in position for that field goal? And Orlando Brown's son, Orlando Brown Jr., is actually on this team, and we talked about it the other day with him, and he was like, yeah, I'll never forget, man, my dad was not, it wasn't a good week around the Brown household in terms of that.
Wow, good stuff, man. Memory lane. Always appreciate it, Gary. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game, and I'm sure we will talk soon.
I can't wait for it, Darren, and it's so good to be with you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Gary Stein up in Baltimore. He is fantastic. I love my guy. 20 years ago we started talking. I'm telling you, he's tamer now. Back then, like, Willie and I were just like, who in the heck is this guy? Because after they beat the Titans, I mean, every week we would have him on, and he was like, Ravens will win this game. Ravens going to the Super Bowl. They're going to beat the Raiders. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're playing the Giants. They're going to win the Super Bowl. It's done. I'm just telling you. I'm like, who is this guy? How dare he come on these airwaves and say that stuff?
Well, I know one thing.
He was right.
Yeah, he was right. He called it. And I know when I saw this matchup, I'm like, this is going to be a fun week on the show because all the guests we're going to get going down memory lane, because I can tell you this is just the beginning.
I forgot about the Orlando Brown play in that game, but I'll never forget Gary Anderson because Gary Anderson, they plucked him off the what was he on the,
he's
the
on
river.
He was on the couch.
Fishing.
Or, well, yeah, he was fishing, yeah. My favorite.
Pulled him out of retirement. He gets the game winner in Baltimore.
You did the show with Derek Mason for a long time. And what is a position that D-Mace gives him PTSD doesn't like?
He does not like kickers.
He does not like kickers.
He does not believe
however,
they are humans.
However, there was a picture hanging in Nissan Stadium.
In fact, he used to tell us their lives don't matter.
Well, but this one does.
I think he's changed his stance.
There is a picture hanging in Nissan Stadium in the press box of D-Mace
hugging,
giving a bear hug to Gary Anderson. And so I brought that up to him, and he goes, no, Gary's not a kicker. Gary's my guy.
You know what that is? That's called a hypocrite.
A little bit.
You know?
A little bit.
Because we had proof that he was a hypocrite.
We did.
It's over at Nissan Stadium.
There are a couple kickers that he doesn't like, but Gary Anderson's one of them.
We will come back. More on the other side. Good stuff as always from Gary Stein. You're listening to Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.